We got a pretty huge update on this game, and I think you're going to like it.
I'd say so.
But just real quick
Well, it depends on the perspective.
Given
the conversation we're having, the news also kind of depends on the perspective.
But real quick there, I disagree that this is a must-win game because it is week four. But this is a must-not-lose game because this... I don't know, you would say this beforehand. Like, this whole idea of, well, if you're 1-3, the season's over. No, that's hogwash. It is. But from every other reason, when it comes to pressure in that locker room, expectations, trying to get it righted, the more you lose, there's just that negative gravity going. And now on top of it, Ian Rappaport just tweeted out that both Davante Adams and Max Crosby will not play on Sunday. So now you lose to a Raiders team without Crosby, without Davante Adams. I don't know what the defense is on Monday.
So if a game is a must-not-lose, doesn't that mean, therefore, it's a must-win?
No, it can't be.
So if they tie, you're going to be okay on Monday.
A week four
game. They just can't lose it. But if they tie,
a week four game. All good. No, because the implication on must-win is, and I realize that you got me jammed up there, so that I'll just take the L on that one right up there. But when it comes to must-win implies your season's over. Your season's not over if you lose.
I always like to kind of define that as, like, there's must-win in the truest sense of, like, yeah, you have to win this game to make the playoffs or stay in the playoff chase or not be eliminated from contention, or as I like to call it, not eliminated, but clinching an early vacation. But then there's, like, must-win in the sense of, like, you're probably not going to recover from this if you don't win this game. So, yeah,
you can recover. It just gets harder and harder.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that's what I mean. Like, you, it's a must-win because I think in the sense that if you don't win this game, recovering from that record is not going to be easy.
Like, well, yeah, that's football. But teams do it all the time. Teams start 1-3 and then end up in the playoffs all the time.
How often do we think that's happened?
7 times in the last 3 years. No, I mean, and I know we've gone to this well too much. Yeah. Well, the Bengals have started incredibly slow. The Pirates, the Steelers have started.
The Texans last year were 0-2 and made the playoffs. There's examples. But
it's just September.
Right.
But the optics of losing this game, and I already got somebody throwing a shoe at a former president gif, which I love.
Here's a good way to define it. It's not a must win in terms of, like, no, you're not eliminated from anything by losing this game, but it's a must win in terms of, like, the vibe check of the team and the fan base. Because if you don't win this game, I think that then to the point of the conversation, it impacts the conversation the fans are having. It impacts the vibes about the team from the fans. I think, again, it impacts the vibe within the locker room because the guys start then checking out, being like, well, hey, our season's probably over anyway. I'm not going to give the effort. But, the reason I said it matters on perspective in terms of this news is because this should make you, like, lick your chops a little bit, like, oh boy, no Max Crosby and Davante Adams, that's a cakewalk win. But the problem is, we thought that about last week and it didn't happen. So now it's like, if they lose this game without those two guys playing, now it's like twofold, fire everybody and burn this thing down.
Well, and we've just reached the point where my biggest doubt going into the game is, because we do this thing where we always focus on the external, right? Well, if you're losing, everybody's always better than you. And if you're winning, nobody's better than you. And honestly, both times you're usually not right. You're usually somewhere in the middle. But here's the thing. It's gonna be a tough time convincing me you're not checking out if you lose this game. Because Antonio Pierce did put him on the table last Monday. So there you naturally wonder about their mentality going to this game because now they're missing their two best players because they have the most one-dimensional offense in football, and Gardner Minshew is a guy who I know what he did with Indianapolis last year. He's still one-dimensional. So, like, this is the gettable game. You don't get gimmies in the NFL. This is as easy as in a layup, and I can't trust the Cleveland freaking Browns to show up, take the layup, and go, we're back, baby.
I want us to be able to get to these callers, but I will say, like, you bring up Gardner Minshew, and it's one of those things. It's like, again, along the lines of, like, Antonio Pierce really lighting a fire under their asses, like, oh, we got to respond better. That, and now the fact that it's Gardner Minshew, and just the idea that, like, we get another Gardner Minshew game where he's just picking apart the Browns defense for whatever reason on a random Sunday, those are the two things that I'm most worried about now.
Without
Davante Adams.
If former Akron quarterback, now Raiders OC Luke Getsy, doesn't run RPOs with Gardner Minshew on Sunday just to
see. That was the thing that killed him last year.
His ass should be fired this Monday. That's a real thing. Like this is as dummy proof from the Vegas side. You can't run the ball.
Is it as egregious as not running the ball against the Giants' terrible run defense last week?
Yeah. The difference is Luke Getsy's been there for three games. Thomas, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us? Is this the biggest swing game for the Browns so far this season?
Nick. This is a must win. I was at the game last week. I will say this, it's a mental thing. I will say they did have a good second half. I think they had a really good second half of the game. They could have laid down and died when it went down 21-0, and they fought back. This team should be beatable. There's plenty of holes in Oakland, and we just need Deshaun to just build on what he done. I mean, like you look at the touchdowns that he's thrown zero touchdown week one, or one touchdown week one, he's thrown two last week, and it's starting to seem like he's trying to get more rhythm with Amari Cooper. So if they could establish that relationship early with him and Amari Cooper early, and they could press in that relationship and they can get a rhythm, then we could beat this team. But if we lose this game, then it's time to just start watching baseball until basketball season starts.
Thomas, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. I think that is a taste. That last line, which is if you lose this game, it's time to start watching
playoff
baseball until basketball starts. I think that's like 1% of the thoughts that we're going to get. If you don't like that thought today, that is going to be like the tamest take that you hear on Monday. And
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like this is, it's idiot proof. Only an idiot would lose this game. I don't care that it's on the road. I don't care that Gardner Minshew has a great mustache and he dresses. He's
is
got
it better
like a,
than Jeff Schudel's, though?
Don't make me choose my babies. Don't make me do that. But there's no way you can build a case for Vegas other than, it's on the road. And quite frankly, they're a crappy team there, too. So, this is idiot proof. If you lose, you're going to make me wonder if you're an idiot. And I don't want to wonder if you're a bunch of idiots because it's the same team that goes. But you said something about Kevin Stefanski's culture.
Yeah.
Culture is not, okay, in 85% of places, culture is not uniform from year to year. Kevin Stefanski's culture had heart and a backbone and focus and all that last year. They didn't have it 2 years ago, and that's why they won seven games. The culture really held them back in Baker's last season because of the open war with OBJ and Baker and the distraction and all that kind of crap. So I hear what you're saying, but culture is not a one-for-one. It doesn't
okay,
just
so how do you how do you explain something like Mike Tomlin and the Steelers?
Because that's built over a decade. Like Harbaugh's culture,
right, but
is
it starts
built
somewhere,
over
a, right? Like it starts with like what we've seen the last couple of years, where Stefanski's really established. Like all the players that sign here, they all say, "Well, there was something special here last year, and we're so tight knit." And there's all, and I understand like some of that stuff's just the cliche stuff you're going to say, but like I think
you can yada 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 yada. By the way, a lot of guys say a lot of nice things about people that just paid them.
Well, yeah, but all I'm saying is like it feels more when a guy like Za'Darius Smith resigns and he's like, yeah, man, like unfinished business. I felt really close with these guys. Maurice Hurst is saying the same thing, and you could really get a sense that there was something there. So I don't know. I think it starts somewhere, and I do think Kevin Stefanski over the last 2 years at least has shown that culture has finally sort of changed.
Where's the second year?
I just think over the last couple of years we've seen the fact that this team has grown to a point where like they're closer in the locker room. They believe in like what the messaging is. There's like at least like a standard that's being set. I understand the record isn't always there, but I do think like you have to start somewhere to get to the point where you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Kevin Stefanski has at least established that.
Just because the culture is better than it was under Hugh Jackson doesn't mean it's where we want it to be.
Well, I'm not saying it can't be better. I'm not saying like sign Kevin Stefanski to a lifetime contract.
No, but you have to prove the culture. And culture is proven.
That's why I think this game's important, though.
Well, but I agree. But that, to me, I don't like where the culture of this team is three games in. And so the warning signs are there.
Well, yeah, you lose this game, where it feels like they just checked out and just quit.
You lose this game, and we're going to be talking about culture. So win by a point, by 10 points, by 150 points. Just win the freaking game, baby.
I shouldn't say two games where they quit. It was more so two games where they just thought they could throw the footballs out and they were going to dominate. And then they had to kind of rally. Because the Giants game, I don't think they quit. The defense played a better second half. Offense was trying some things in the second half. It just didn't work. But
you tried. But you're really trying to say that one with like a straight face.
But yeah, like I just to your point, like that's my biggest worry right now. In terms of the culture, is like teams that have that built in, they don't show up and have that attitude about them on game day.